11:18 in the morning, Sunday, August 7th.
Right on.
America. My name's Mike Saroy. My brother's name is Cash Saroy.
Go US and Day.
We're going to skip a bunch of the Circle J that we usually do here at the beginning of the show because it's time to get serious on the Cirque du Soleil show. We have a serious guest. An internet sensation, if you will. We'll get to him in one moment. We do want to set the table for who this guy is. His name is Randall.
For those of you that didn't do your homework over the last segment, we're going to give you a little bit of help right now.
Yes. You will need to join the 13.7 million people who have seen the Honey Badger video on YouTube. But we have it edited down to about a minute. It's about 3.5 minutes long. Very funny. Just know, as you hear this next 1 minute of audio, the only video you're missing is an actual honey badger running around and biting stuff and chasing birds and eating snakes and doing all sorts of craziness. And the narration is done by the guest that we have coming up right now. So here is your introduction to the honey badger.
This is the honey badger. It's pretty badass. Look, it runs all over the place. Oh, the honey badgers are just crazy. Now watch this. Look, a snake's up in the tree. Honey badger don't care. Honey badger don't give a shit. It just takes what it wants. Whenever it's hungry, it just, ew, and it eats snakes. The honey badger is really pretty badass. They have no regard for any other animal whatsoever. Here's a house full of bees. You think the honey badger cares? It doesn't give a shit. It goes right into the house to bees to get some larvae. The honey badger doesn't care. It's getting stung like 1,000 times. It doesn't give a shit. It just, it's hungry. Now, what's interesting is that other animals, like these birds here, they just like to wait around until the honey badger's done eating, and then it swoops in to pick up the scraps. It says, you do all the work for us, honey badger, and we'll just eat whatever you find. How's that? What do you say, stupid? Look, here comes a fierce battle between a king cobra and a honey badger. And then look, get away from me, says the snake. Get away from me. Honey badger don't care. Honey badger smacks the shit out of it. And the snake comes back and it lashes right at the honey badger. Little does the honey badger know, FYI, it's been bitten by the snake. So while it's eating the snake, meanwhile, the poisonous venom is seeping through the honey badger's body. And it passes out. Look at that sleepy fuck. Now the honey badger is just going to pass out for a few minutes. And then it's going to get right back up and start eating all over again.
Wow. So that's the basics. If you've never heard that, I do suggest you YouTube it, but don't YouTube it because we have the man himself joining us on the ticket guest line right now. Randall, hello, please.
Hello, gentlemen.
Wow. How are you? I cannot tell you how exciting of a moment it is for us in this, the history of our show, to have you on the air with us right now.
Thank you so much. It is a pleasure to be on your show. The Saroy brothers, they can't believe that.
Believe it, Randall. How does it?
Nasty. Come on.
Got to ask you how it feels to be, I guess, the proud owner of a YouTube video that has 13.7 million views on it.
It's amazing. You know, I had no clue when I first made this video that it was just going to catch on fire like this. It just goes to show the power of the honey badger.
So let me ask you this question: the deep-seated point that I think we're all really, really curious about. Who is Randall?
Who am I?
Yes.
Who am I?
Who are you?
I'm just a nice Jewish boy from New York City. You know, my father was a cameraman on Marlon Perkins' The Wild Kingdom.
Ah.
So that's where I get my flair for the narration. My papa would go around filming all these wild, crazy animals. I would never see him, but he would come home after these lengthy trips and just show me this unadulterated footage, and I loved it. My mother, meanwhile, you know, I grew up an only child. My mother was a janitor over at this department store, a late-night janitor, and I was just left alone. My grandparents would take me all over the place, and that's, you know, I don't know what else to tell you. I grew up just narrating things, everything. I would just walk around and narrate crap, everything. It didn't matter. My parents would, you know, they'd take me to the playground. I would narrate the children playing. It's crazy. So, you know, this has been my life, you know, and then before this, crazy honey badger sensation. I had been living and writing for years in New York City and decided it was time for a change and headed out to California to become a star.
Well, it looks like it's working. I got to ask, why the honey badger? If your papa actually was a photographer for National Geographic, I imagine there were thousands of hours of film that you could have chosen from. Why the honey badger?
Well, the honey badger, because my friend and my assistant, Chris Gordon, he forwarded me that video, and I had never seen it before. I didn't even actually know what a honey badger was until it was forwarded to me. But when I saw that original video, I could not believe how drab and dull the narration was. I mean, there was this guy on there being like, oh, this is a honey badger. Yeah, watch it walk around in Africa. And it's like, are you kidding me? It's eating cobras. It's disgusting. This thing has no regards for anything. So I said, you know what? Give this video to me. Let me have some fun over this. You know, this is history. I mean, you would not believe how boring some narrators are. It's crazy. You know, it's the difference between listening to a really exciting sportscaster and a really dull, boring sportscaster. You know what I'm saying?
I do. I know what you're saying. All right, so what date, I guess, would you say that you recorded this Honey Badger video? What date was it posted? And just explain, I guess, the timeline of your rising fame, Randall.
The timeline of events, it was back this year in about mid-January, around January 18th, that it was first posted. Now, within a few days, it had like maybe a few hundred hits. And I was like, oh, great, this is, you know, it's got some legs. And then a month later, it was like in the thousands. And I was like, okay, this really has some legs. Then a few months later after that, I was like, legs? This thing's on a friggin' bus. I can't believe this. And it just caught on fire. And I'm telling you, it had to do with this honey badger just has no regard for anything. And I think it just caught on because people can't believe how incredible this animal is.
All right, well, this is Randall, the voice of the Honey Badger video, the greatest internet sensation in the universe on the greatest radio station in the universe, Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket, the Circus Royce Show. All right, so have you done any of these prior that just didn't take off? And why do you think that these things took off to the point that now Olivia Wilde is wearing, you know, Honey Badger t-shirts and things of that nature?
It's, you know, back in the day, I did some random. You know, my friends would send me videos of their dogs and their cats, and I would narrate that.
That sounds boring.
It was kind of boring. You know, it was like, okay, here's Fido bearing a bone. Big whoops, you know? So nothing really caught on until I got this honey badger. I think Olivia Wilde and the rest of these folks just can't believe how absolutely sick this animal is. I mean, it really, you know, the honey badger speaks volumes, I think, to this society. You know, we all have a little honey badger inside of us, just waiting to get loose and go crazy. But, you know, we have, you know, this part of our brain that tells us not to lash out at people. You know, hopefully, tells us to be nice to everyone. But deep down inside, I know you, Cash and Mike, both have honey badger. I have a honey badger. Everyone has a honey badger inside of them. And I think that's what it all boils down to.
That is the bottom line, Randall. We do have a little honey badger in all of us. How did, now you say it blew up and it was just blowing up. Like, who contacted you? Who was the first, like, national media outlet or the first person who actually tracked you down to say, hey, we want this guy for, to either represent us or to do some voiceover work for us?
Well, you know, what started happening was I started getting calls from managers and agents. And I was just like, whoa, I've really hit a chord. Like, I cannot believe what's going on. So then all these people started approaching me, yada, yada, we love your videos, what can we do? And then people, you know, celebrities just started tweeting about it. I mean, Olivia Wilde said the video made her day. Then Howard Stern said that he loves the honey badger. All these celebrities started saying, check out the honey badger, look at the honey badger. And I couldn't believe it. And it just spread like fire. Because these celebrities have their own followers on Twitter. And you know how things work these days. Everything's on the internet. Everything gets spread around, and, you know, all I have to say is thank goodness for Facebook, really, because so many friends were posting on other people's walls and doing all these things with the videos, so, I mean, it was sort of this really big chain reaction to it, and then once that came out, it was like, let's keep going. Let's do other animals. Let's go crazy.
Well, we enjoy Gunny Sergeant, too, as you strayed off the animal page. But one thing I just saw recently I want to ask you about, because it was for Bankrupting America. I just didn't peg you as a conservative advocate. So how'd that come about?
Well, you know, it's funny. I'm sort of a borderline liberal conservative. It's true. But, you know, I think that piece is really more so about, I don't think it was really about Democrats or Republicans, but it was just like, hey, America, look what's going on. Like, this is crazy. I mean, I never thought that we would live in a time where, you know, I thought, if this keeps up, there are going to be lines for spam. You know, this is like the 1920s all over again. This is crazy. There are going to be bread lines. So they contacted me and they said, you know, would you do a little something? You know, and I said to myself, I'll do it because, you know what, at the end of the day, we're all animals. You see, I'll do political videos because there is no difference to me between Speaker of the House John Boehner and, say, a water chevrotain. You know, we're all mammals, too.
All right, this is Randall, the voice of the Honey Badger video on the Cirque du Soleil show. All right, what is your career path? What is your goal? Where are you headed in your mind's eye that this entire journey, this crazy, crazy journey is going to lead you to?
Well, I thought I would be the new power forward for the Dallas Mavericks, but I have yet to receive any phone calls.
Mark Cuban might be interested. I know him.
How's your low post game? Is it strong?
You should see my jump shot. I'm telling you.
Well, are you a sports fan?
Well, you know, I have to admit, I only really follow baseball. I'm a little in the dark when it comes to those sports. I just heard, what is this? The Cowboys got together today for a meeting? What are they getting together? I don't know what's going on in sports. I just know some things here and there about baseball, and that's really about it. But I love it.
All right. Well, let me ask you this question then. There seems to be a natural tie-in here, in that the Texas Rangers, our local baseball team, is very fond of throwing up antlers when they do things, and a big claw, a bear claw. It seems to me that there might be some kind of tie-in for you to do some sort of video tying in the antlers of the deer that they use, and the bear, and the honey badger voice. There could be something there.
Oh, my goodness. Do they really do that at the game?
Yeah, clawing antlers. We love animals.
Oh, my gosh. That's amazing. Well, you know what's interesting to me is you have Cowboys and Mavericks, and you have these Rangers. I mean, it's just incredible what's going on in Texas with these teams.
Yeah. What do you mean by that?
I guess that's pretty incredible.
No, that's incredible. Kids, you know, you go in the other cities, and you have, oh, here are the Yankees. Oh, here are Lakers.
Boring.
But Texas does not mess around. You really can't mess with Texas. There are Cowboys and Mavericks and Rangers.
You make a good point.
Have you ever been to Texas, Randall?
You know, I have actually been to Texas. I've been to Dallas, and I thought it was fantastic.
All right, well, next time you're in Dallas, go through your assistant, Christopher Gordon, who's been very helpful in assisting us in hooking up with you, and I will personally take you to a Mavericks game or a Rangers game.
I would love it. I'll bring my antlers.
You'll need them, trust me.
When you say bear claw, do you mean the snack or an actual bear claw?
No, they actually make a claw out of their hand when they make like a big hit, a home run or something, and they strike through the air with veracity.
You would like it.
Oh my God.
It's scary.
It's but fun. Vicious.
Vicious?
I'm just telling you, it might be something you're interested in.
I love it. Sounds fantastic.
All right, Randall, that's about all the time we got. We do want to ask you to do a radio liner for us. If you don't mind, say who you are, maybe throw in whatever you want to throw in, and just say you're the official internet sensation of Team Having Fun.
You got it. This is internet sensation Randall from Internet Team Having Fun. Here with Mike and Cash, the two nastiest brothers you have ever seen. Oh, my God, is that Mike and Cash running in slow motion? Look at, they're just taking whatever they want. They are so nasty. And Team Having Fun is going to conquer the world.
Yes! Yes!
Randall, that crazy, nasty-ass honey badger himself. All right, buddy.
The Soroy brothers love you, Randall. Thank you.
We love you, Randall.
So much. I love you both so much. Thank you so much for this opportunity.
All right, Randall, stay hard.
Wow. Okay. There he goes. That was awesome.
I've been laughing at the damn honey badger. My intern, David Mino, and I, he's great. Every morning, the first thing is, hey, stupid. I mean, hey, stupid is like taking over as my
thanks for the mouth, stupid.
My greeting every day.
You know what? Let's do this. Just to, because Randall was on the air with us, we haven't done this in a couple months. KT, you on?
What's up?
All right, so KT is doing the tickers.
Yep.
We haven't done the P1 password in a couple of months.
Okay.
For those that you know, weren't listening back when we used to do it, we come up with a password and the ticker guy has to slam it into his ticker. So let's do that starting right now. Do you want to do the first one?
Yeah, right. Whatever. Are you going to do Honey Badger theme?
Yeah, Honey Badger
theme. Go ahead. Give him one.
All right. So what are we going to do next? Tease what we're doing next?
Oh, yeah. We're talking Texas Rangers baseball, the win on Friday, the loss last night, and everything in between.
And the password is thanks for the mouse, stupid.
Breaking sports news now. Ticket ticker.
The Cowboys down I-35 in San Antonio, sorting through training camp. Felix Jones getting tons of action with Tashard Choice and DeMarco Murray taking it easy with minor injuries. All signs point to Felix being the feature back, and Coach Redball has some glowing things to say about FJ.
We've seen a maturation process of Felix really since he's gotten here. He was a guy who split time in college with McFadden at Arkansas. The more and more he's been here, I think the more he's shown that he's able to be a durable every down back.
The Rangers take one on the chin last night, 7-5. Neftali Felice was brought on to put the kill shot on the Indians, but couldn't close them down as the Tribe were hungry like honey badgers prepared to eat. The Indians line up and say, "Thanks for the mouse, stupid," as they salivated over Neftali Felice's tasty array of middle-of-the-zone fastballs. Starter C.J. Wilson says, "Don't worry, Ranger fans. Neffy is just a young tot."
They have to understand he's going to have ups and downs. He's not going to be Mariano Rivera for another year or two, maybe three, you know, and that's just part of the development process. It's not an easy job at all. I fully know that, and that's why, you know, I support him so much, because I think he's got so much potential, and you just have to kind of ride it out.
And in NASCAR, Joey Logano will start from the pole in today's Sprint Cup race at Pocono Raceway. Weather is in the forecast for Pennsylvania, so it is possible that that could be an issue with today's event. Points leader Carl Edwards starts in row two. The green flag is scheduled to drop at 12:13. The next ticker at 11:50. I'm Kevin Turner, reminding the P1s to be one. Turn us in, turn it up, keep it on. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.